Hey, Andy. Andy, yeah. Are you there?
Yeah.
We have a dilemma.
Okay.
Irwin's pre-recorded show ended a couple of minutes early.
Okay.
I know how you hate doing shows longer than 60 minutes, so I don't know what to do. Should I start our theme song?
Why don't we debate what to do for 2 minutes? That will kill the 2 minutes.
You're breaking up really bad. Are you at your office?
I am. Hold on. Quit screaming.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me get out of this program. Okay, so you want me probably in Skype.
Well, yeah, you should be focusing on Skype and not running other programs on your
computer. I got you. Is this better?
Yeah, sounding better now.
Okay, but then what do I do while I'm on the air with you?
Well, what were you doing? What were you doing?
I was writing something. What am I supposed to do? What do other DJs do?
They focus on the program.
No, seriously, I'm asking a serious question. Like, what should I do?
I would look at Skype and don't run any other programs and just listen very carefully to...
Oh, my God! You mean listen to what you and the listeners and the callers are saying and focus on that?
Yeah.
To the exclusion of everything else?
Oh, no, you're not going to guess what happened.
Hey, we killed our 2 minutes.
Our theme song started automatically a minute early. You want me to turn it off?
I don't care. Ken, what do I care?
Well, I just know you don't like being on the air for too long.
It's going to be great. This is going to be a great show.
All right. Well, we're on.
Kenny. Yeah. Great show this morning, too, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Which part did you like the best?
I guess I liked the part when you stopped talking and let Neil Young do the talking for you.
Ah, interesting. I didn't play any Neil Young this morning.
Anyway, you have the thanks of a grateful nation. It's exactly what the country needed.
I don't know if it's exactly what the country needed. I thought I was giving them a bit of tough love, but I thought it went over okay.
Yeah, it went fine.
Did you like my public service announcement?
I'm not going to lie to you, Ken. I respect you too much. I didn't hear the damn thing. What time is it on?
My morning show is on from 9 a.m. to noon, Andy.
Oh, for the love of God.
Yeah, what time do you normally wake up?
I wake up at noon.
So?
To make sure I miss your show.
So let me get this straight. You walk out of the house every day over to your office in Madison so that your kids don't have to deal with the spectacle of a stay-at-home dad. Is that right?
Daddy goes to work. And work is in quotes.
But no problem waking up at noon. That's not going to make them ask any questions at all.
Well, the official line is I'm working late. I work until 4 or 5 a.m.
That's what we
tell the kids.
You do your best writing after midnight.
My kids are in school, but they're not in school. They're doing it from home, like everybody else in the country.
And how's that going?
It's surreal, baby. It's a trip.
Have you looked over their shoulders in their classes? Like, is their teacher live on Zoom or something?
Their teacher is live. They are on Zoom. The whole class is on the screen. But I have not looked over their show.
Oh, man, it sounds like hell on earth.
Well, I guess it's easier for us. We have older kids. I guess people with younger kids, that's the real challenge.
Oh, man.
And it must be a challenge for you, too, juggling, trying to keep your little rinky-dink station on the air.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a challenge.
It's fun to pretend you're doing an essential service. That must be exhausting, keeping that facade up.
Well, you've seen the list of essential services, right? So you know that I'm not alone, right?
What else is on that list?
Liquor stores, marijuana dispensaries.
Yeah.
Construction, sheet rockers, plasterers. artisanal Trump Loy painters?
What's not on the list? I'm trying to think.
Writers?
Yeah, probably writers.
Yeah. Yeah, writers are not on the list. I wonder why. Huh.
Because we don't play Neil Young. We don't play 18-minute tracks, Neil Young.
That was last week, my friend. I need those 18-minute long tracks to disinfect the studio.
Oh, God. Imagine, how would the world be different if you didn't get it? You know, first of all, let me ask you this, seriously. So who do you think is getting their information solely from WFMU? Nobody.
No, Ken.
The justification for you getting it labeled an essential service is that in case of an emergency, you can broadcast the emergency broadcast
The doomsday machine. Yep.
The doomsday machine. But yeah. People now have phones. People now have the internet. People are on TV. Who's getting their news only from WFMU?
I'll tell you who.
I'd like to meet that. Let's call that person.
Aaron in Minneapolis.
That's why you have your essential service status.
Ken in Hyde Park.
Oh,
that's
God.
Two off the top of my head. Off the top of my head.
To the exclusion of every other format, every other news source, they're just listening to us.
Well, Andy, the doomsday machine went off earlier today, I'll have you know. And it was very important that there was somebody here to deal with it.
Well, what does going off mean? You mean it went down? It wasn't working?
No. It sent out a little test. A little testy test.
Oh, it was a test.
Yeah,
and did you interrupt your normal broadcasting?
Hell no.
That's right.
It wasn't that kind of test.
It wasn't that important. It's only doomsday.
Oh, Andy, Granny Spicy Tuna says that WFMU is her only source of news.
Well, we'll be talking to her later.
Yes, we will.
I'm glad you're healthy. I'm glad you're taking those precautions. It's good to hear you. I know you're just working with the skeleton crew there.
Yep. The
Expendables.
Day 13. We don't call them the Expendables.
Not to their face. God, no.
Nope,
because they'd look the word up.
First of all, the Disposables know the word expendable. Okay. And it's day 13. We are day 13 of the...
I know it's been tough. I know you
WFMU
canceled...
lockdown.
I know you had to cancel your biannual staff orgy, which is heartbreaking for all of us.
Yeah. I know it's your favorite event of the year.
Yeah. Look forward to it.
That's probably the only time you have sex the whole year.
I hope you just postponed it.
Oh, yes.
When do you think we're back to normal, Ken? Because this is getting old, brother.
Oh, it is just beginning, my friend.
Just give me a date. I can take anything. I just need to know. Got to know.
It's going to go on a lot longer than you're expecting. I can tell
just
you that.
Just give me a damn date.
I think it's going to go on until next year.
Really?
Yeah. Until they have a vaccine.
We're sheltering in place.
Basically,
like
until there's a working vaccine and they manufacture enough of the vaccine to give it to everybody. It's just gonna keep coming back.
No, we're flattening the curve. We're flattening the damn curve.
You know what that means, right? Flattening the curve. You're spreading it out over a longer period of time. It doesn't mean you're ending people getting sick. You gotta study up on the 1918 flu.
Then explain this to me,
okay.
Wise guy, Mr.
Right.
Smarty Pants. You go online, you look up Hamilton, the Broadway show, right?
Yeah.
You go to the official website. They have a performance scheduled for April 14th.
Yes, you were telling me.
It's a Tuesday. And it's sold out. Okay?
That's pretty funny.
It is. You don't think they're going to hit that date?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, what's the date? Let's have a little bet. What's the next performance of Hamilton on Broadway? What do you think that date will be? I'll bet you I'm closer than you. Let's see.
Okay.
Go ahead. You think it's next year? You think it's 2021?
Yeah.
Oh, Kenny.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish you could hear yourself sometimes. You should record the shows and so you can play yourself back.
The shows are recorded. Every show. Every
they
show.
Are?
Yeah, every show is automatically recorded.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got to be on my game then.
Yep.
All right, hold on. hold on. Okay, well, the Olympics, we've canceled that. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, did you get all your money back from...
Well, that's a question, because they've rescheduled it. I don't know if they're going to refund the money. Hold on. So, okay, obviously, look, April's out. Okay, I'll give you this. I'm going to give you May. May's out. Now we're in June. That curve is flattened. There's hospital beds if you need it. They've got those ventilator machines all greased up, ready to go. Plenty to go around. By then, by June, they're going to have testing for people. Testing will take 10 minutes. You'll know if you're positive or negative. Hold on. Here's the date. Here's the date for the next Hamilton performance. Are you ready?
Yep.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, I was about to say Monday, but they're dark on Monday. Tuesday, June 23rd.
Okay.
Hamilton is back, and that means the world is back.
And my guess is Thursday, June 24th.
Whoever, okay, you're saying after. You're saying after.
Whoever's closer wins.
And let's say that the loser has to give the winner a sponge bath.
Fine.
You're on.
I'd be...
Let me look up what a sponge bath
is. Yeah, look up. Yeah, I think maybe...
Ah! Oh, Jesus. What was I thinking?
Yeah, let's take that back.
Okay. So, but we have a bet.
That's your definition of society coming back to life. Hamilton.
Well, that would be an indicator. It's an indicator. If Broadway's back, that means that you can go back to Arby's or wherever you eat, or you can get your... go to the diner. You can get your volunteer DJs back in the... Oh, that's a good question. I guess we should have asked that, or maybe it's the same question. When will the next WFMU volunteer DJ be in the studio? Good question.
Yeah, good question.
You think it's going to be after July?
I don't. Yeah, I kind of am worried it might be after July. Yep.
Because
remember, Andy, until they have a working vaccine, it's not like the risk has disappeared, right? I mean, you can still be able to get it.
But if that's true, but if 70%, 80% of the country has had it, either they've had it without symptoms or with symptoms, then the virus has a much tougher road to hoe to find me.
Yeah, but then you still have 30% of the people who haven't had it, and there's no vaccine. So it's not like there's going to be...
That's true. It'll be like a serious illness out there. But at some point, you have to weigh whether it's worth the trouble. For example, you could eliminate every airline fatality ever. Just not fly airplanes ever again.
Great idea.
Commercial airplanes. You could eliminate every traffic fatality if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. You make cars like tanks. You make them weigh 8 tons. And of course, they would cost $300,000 each. But you would eliminate traffic fatalities. So if your goal is to get the fatalities down to zero, yeah, then it probably will take a while. But I don't know. Is that the goal? I don't know. I'm not smart enough.
No, that's never the goal. The goal is never to get the fatalities down to zero. But I think even if they do announce an all clear at some point in May or June, I don't think people are going to just flock back to group gatherings right away.
We have tough decisions here in our household. The kids are hoping to go to camp in July.
Yeah.
They love their camp.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, good luck.
Thanks.
You ever see the movie Contagion?
I've seen some of it.
Yeah. Did you see the high school prom scene in Contagion?
No. Do you recommend it?
Yeah, it's hot. But anyway, I think your kid's summer camp is going to be along the same lines as that prom, as the high school prom.
Well, now I've got to make it a point of not letting my kids see the movie Contagion. Thank you.
Yeah.
So anyway, but it's great that you're taking it seriously. You're being vigilant. Everyone I know is. You know, everyone should shelter. I guess the rules should be everyone should shelter in place. The only reason to go out, in my opinion, is to deliver food to me. or to stock food shelves of stores that I might need to visit. I can't think of any other reason anyone should be out.
When you are getting your food delivered, I take it then, right?
Well, there's a little grocery store that we have a relationship with that they will come out and put the food in the cart.
Uh-huh.
In the back of the car.
And have you offered them any of the supplies that you've been hoarding in exchange?
No, I just give a big thank you hug, and I get back in the car. And
a thank you hug? You shouldn't be giving thank you hugs.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you're so right. Oh, my God. I'm so glad we had this conversation.
Yeah, it's amazing how people are careful about some things, but then,
yes,
you know.
I get carried away. Just force a habit.
So we do have the single occupancy hotline tonight. It's open again at 201-521-0843.
201-521-0843. We want to hear from our listeners and people that are sheltering with family or friends or roommates. What is that number?
201-209-9368. And Andy, you were asking a very good question earlier today. Is it worse to be alone or is it worse to be quarantined with others?
I know that you said earlier that you'd rather, you're about to slit your wrist. You're just.
No, I'm thanking God that I can come to work.
I'm sorry. I meant when you're home with your family and your wife and children.
Well, I don't think slitting.
It's a miracle you haven't.
I was saying slitting my wrists. I don't think that's the word I used.
But I wonder. I guess you know what? I bet people that are hunkered down with the family are probably envying people that are living alone, and people that are living alone probably would be envying people that have company. Do you think that might be the pattern?
Yeah. Well, I mean, just as somebody who's had a lot of trouble with family over the years, I feel really terrible for people who are being forced to quarantine with. Family that they don't get along so well with. That just sounds,
that would be tough.
Sounds like a living hell.
So the question is, we're taking a little survey. The question is, would you rather be alone during this or would you rather be with other human beings? I guess there's a lot of factors, a lot of variables here.
But you leave the house. You sleep till noon.
Well, I have an office nearby that kind of maybe like your situation that I don't share with people, so we feel it's safe.
It's a very large empty office.
Safe place, right? I can actually walk around and almost get exercise walking around the office, and so I guess we're lucky in that sense that I'm not underfoot. And our kids are older. You know, if you have younger kids at home that don't quite understand what's going on, here's something you can do. I had a thought. You can wait for them to misbehave slightly or break a rule.
Yeah.
And then you can just lose it. Just scream at them and just yell, "You're grounded. That's it, young man. You are grounded." "Till when, Dad?" "Till I say so." That's your answer. And then you keep them inside, and believe me, you will establish your authority there. They will never doubt your word again. Oh, my God. When Dad says, "I'm grounded," oh, my God, we're going on 8 weeks now, 9 weeks. That doesn't mess around.
Yeah,
it's an advantage you have if you have younger kids.
That's a pretty horrifying thought. I saw an article yesterday about a father in Thailand who was tired of his young son running out of the house to play. So he gave him a terrible haircut. He gave him a bald man haircut.
To shame him, to humiliate him.
To humiliate him so that he would be too ashamed to go out and see his friends.
And that was an article in the paper. That was a news story.
That was not in the paper. No, there was.
Where
no.
did you read that article?
Oh, I read it on the World Wide Web.
Dear God.
And there was a picture.
Dear God, Ken.
There was a picture of the beaming father.
Turn off your computer. Ken, if that's what it's down to. Ken, it's time to turn off the computer. Unplug that thing.
That's all there is, you know. There's no news anymore. It's only pandemic news.
But that's not even news. What's your definition of news?
That's news.
A guy in Thailand gave his son a bad haircut.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Aren't there any books at all on your bookshelf?
Yeah, I have quite a few books, actually.
Oh, God.
Right. I can't tear myself away from the pandemic news.
Thanks for sharing that. Well, that's it. We have nothing else to talk about.
Andy,
that's the bottom.
So we were supposed to do more coronavirus testing tonight, and for the second week in a row,
yeah, I didn't have the nerve.
You changed your mind at the last minute.
I didn't have the nerve. Yeah. I was gonna invite listeners to tell me how they felt, and then I would tell them whether or not they were positive.
Well,
or negative.
We just do one or two of them so people can see what they're missing?
Sure.
Okay. If you it would like,
we have. I have members of my family that are positive, actually been hospitalized. Thank God they're recovering. Mm-hmm. It's just tough.
Yeah, but you're willing to do one or two of these
if it amuses you, Ken.
Well, I want people to
take
see
your mind off that horror story from Thailand about the bad haircut. If it just can distract us for a few minutes, I will have done a service.
Oh, there's more horrible news from Thailand, Andy.
I'm sure there is.
You know about the elephants in Thailand, right?
No.
You haven't heard about the elephants in Thailand?
What are you on, a Thailand wire service?
Hey, Andy, somebody wants to be tested for coronavirus.
That's why I'm here. I should explain beforehand, a little disclaimer. I'm not a doctor. I've never been to med school, but I have read over 24 articles about this virus, and I've seen some, but not all, of the movie Contagion. So I'm an educated novice.
Did you see the first 10 minutes of Contagion?
I turned it off when the kids got sick.
Oh, so you saw the best part anyway.
Hi,
you're on the air.
Yes, this is Phil in Portland, Oregon, formerly of Belleville, New Jersey.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, Phil. Hey, we miss you here in New Jersey. Although, I bet you don't miss us these days.
No, because I hear you all the time.
I know, but I mean, you don't miss living here.
Well,
we're the epicenter. We're the hot spot, baby.
That might give you a tip as to whether I'm positive or negative.
Wait, I didn't hear what you said.
Well played, Phil.
Thank you.
He doesn't want to give you any hints, Andy, as to whether he's corona positive or negative.
I don't need hints. All I need you to do, Phil, is tell me how you're feeling right now. How are you feeling?
My heart's beating pretty rapidly, but that might just be because I'm on the phone with you.
Yeah, with Ken Friedman. Yeah.
Other than that, I'm good. I have a little bit of a wheeze, but that might be allergies.
Yeah, it's not allergies. You're positive, baby. You've got it.
You think I'm positive?
Yes, I'm sorry to tell you. You're talking to a guy that's read 24 articles, over 24.
Wow. That's really impressive, Andy.
Yep.
You could tell just from that little bit of information.
At least now you know. You know, there's not enough testing kits available, Ken, so I'm doing this public service.
Well, thanks you, Phil.
Calling. At least now you know, Phil. Wait, you can address it responsibly.
That was his guess. Did I say I was positive or negative?
Oh, do you know? Have you been tested?
Yeah.
Oh, and what did the test reveal?
I'm positive.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Well, Andy's right again.
Well, April no big Fool. Surprise. Like I said, I've read all these articles. It's good to see that time wasn't wasted.
Thank you, Phil.
Phil, I'm glad it hasn't hit you any harder than it has.
Yeah, he sounded fine.
Yeah, stay safe.
Yeah. Phone number is 201-209-9368 if you would like to be tested by the amazing Andy, who has read 24 or more than 24 articles.
Probably by this time more than 24 articles.
That's
and
a lot.
I've seen movies about the pandemics.
That's a lot of reading. So you've seen the first 10 minutes of Contagion.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of Outbreak? With Dustin Hoffman?
Most of the other ones are zombie movies. Does that count?
Yeah. 28 days later, 28 weeks
That's
later.
That's like a contagion. That's a pandemic.
Sure. Yeah, that counts. Children of Men counts. There's a lot of them. Shaun of the Dead.
Children of Men. Oh, that's a good reference. Oh, yeah, it's Shaun of the Dead.
Yep. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I need to find out if I have coronavirus.
How you feeling?
I feel a little tired.
You've got it. You're positive. I'm really sorry to tell you.
Oh man, sorry to break the news.
But at least now you know. Thank God you called, and now you can.
Yeah, that was a quick result.
It's my pleasure.
Quickest results out there. I don't know why the CDC doesn't hire Andy Breckman.
I don't know why either.
Hi, you're on the air. Would you like a coronavirus test?
Hey, it's James from Maryland.
Hey, James.
Hey, James. How you feeling, James?
I'm a little hungry.
Is that it? Is that the extent of it?
I got a little bit of a cough.
You've got it. You're positive.
James,
thanks
I'm sorry.
For calling.
I'm sorry.
At least now you know. And
sorry
you
to break the bad news to you, James.
Yeah, you got to monitor that, James. Take care of yourself.
So, Andy, so now we've
those
got...
are the two. Those are the two, those are two criteria, the little cough and the hunger.
Right.
Mostly the cough.
Yeah.
You know what else I read? I didn't read the whole article, but I understand that if you lose your taste in music.
Right.
That's why I was so worried this morning when I heard your show.
Yeah, but I didn't recently lose my taste in music. I lost it years and years, decades ago.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Good point, yeah.
So, Andy, so why don't you want to do this for the full hour? It's going so well.
I don't know. You enjoy? Are you amused? All I want to do is amuse you, Kenny. Are you amused by it?
I don't know if it's an hour-long idea.
I don't know either.
So each...
I don't think. Although to be fair, I don't think we've ever had an hour-long idea.
Oh yes, we have.
We have.
Yeah, once upon a time, we even did multi-part shows.
We did.
Yeah, we had part one, part two. When we did, we've done a couple of translating S&M ad. We translated an S&M ad from one language to another to another.
Well,
stretched
kids,
out for weeks.
Kids' attention spans are not what they used to be, Kenny.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Daisy.
Hi, Daisy.
Oh, hey. Of coronavirus.
Oh, hey, Daisy. Hi, Daisy. It's Ken's daughter, Daisy. How
no,
are
no,
you?
It's no, it's not. Oh, is it my
yeah,
daughter,
no, it's
Daisy?
It's your daughter.
Wow. Hi, Daisy.
Oh. Hey.
Who did you think it was, Ken?
I actually thought it was the other Daisy.
Oh, no. It's your daughter.
Some people don't have any Daisies in their life. Ken has Daisies coming out of his ass.
Well, they're not coming out of my ass.
No, they're not coming out of your ass.
No.
That was just a figure of speech, Ken. But thank you for correcting me.
Thanks for clarifying.
Thanks for clarifying that. When I said the Daisies, the young women named Daisies were coming out of Ken's ass, that was a figure of speech.
Okay.
So
that's some figure.
I just want everyone to understand that.
That's some figure of speech, Andy.
Yeah, thanks very much. Hey, Daisy.
Hey,
are you calling to see if you're to get diagnosed?
I haven't been diagnosed. I'd like to.
Yeah,
be.
because you can't get any of those kits. You can't get any of those test kits. They're hard to come by. But luckily, we're here for you. How you feeling, Daisy?
Oh, I feel all right. A bit of a drippy nose.
Drippy nose. You've got it. You're positive.
Man. Well, thanks.
Sorry.
Thanks, Andy.
Sorry to tell you,
Daisy. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Daisy, right. We love you. You got to take care of yourself.
I'll see you later. I'll be hiding in the basement.
Yeah. No. Go up to the attic. Stay up in the attic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With all the.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Daisy.
Work.
See you later.
Yeah. See ya.
I'm in the attic with all the other with your late shift DJs. Isn't that where you keep those guys, Ken?
Well, the ones that had the Zika virus. Yeah, they're up there.
Yeah.
Got a couple of people with SARS.
Well, I've read over two dozen articles on the virus, and I. I'm not a doctor, but I can tell you whether or not you have it. Just tell me how you're feeling.
Well, Andy, this idea has really taken off the...
201-309.
What?
Wait, what is it? Wait, what's our number?
Try it again.
Well, it's a new number.
No. No, it's...
Well, not all the numbers are new, but some of the digits are new.
No, it's all the old numbers.
In the same sequence?
Yeah, in the same sequence, yeah.
What was that sequence?
You got the beginning of it right, the 201 part. Yeah. Yep.
Well, wait, 201-521-0843. That's our single occupancy.
Yes, that's the single occupancy hotline. No waiting.
No waiting. Right, they get priority treatment.
Right.
And our normal hotline, our normal phone line is
201.
I have no idea. 201-209. Hold on. 201-209. Oh, yeah, 9368.
9368.
It's only been 60 years.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Hey, Pam. Hey, thanks for calling, honey, all the way from San Francisco. How's life treating you there?
Fine. I actually went down to the desert because...
Oh, you got out of town. You fled.
It's better for me to be in the desert than where I was. So,
did you go to? Did you go to Death Valley?
No. I'm near Joshua Tree.
Oh, so. Nice.
And what is your living situation? Are you sheltered in place? Are you alone? Do you have roommates?
No, I'm sheltered in place. I'm sheltered in place with my old roommate. She doesn't go out. My current roommate works again in the health profession, and he goes into work every day. And I
oh you oh yeah you were at risk there. Oh, okay.
So I figured it'd be better for me to leave.
And have you been in the desert now for 14 days?
14 days. I don't think so. So I could still have it.
How you feeling?
Well, my throat feels smaller.
Your throat feels smaller?
Well, you know, like, you know, when...
No, because you're in the dry desert air, you mean?
No, like when you get lymph nodes, when you get swollen, and it feels like it's harder to swallow.
Honey, that's not good. When did that start?
Does that mean I have it?
Honey, well, when did it start?
Andy, what's with this sudden authentic concern?
Well, she's one of the few listeners and callers we have that I genuinely care about.
I'm so weirded out.
Pam, we can't afford to lose you.
Yeah, Pam is our...
I'll start recording some calls now, and I'll have, you know, my designated appointee call in during your show and play one of them.
Well, that'll be nice, but it won't be quite the same. When did this throat problem start up?
Don't know.
Have you lost your sense of smell?
Unfortunately not, because the room I'm working in is right next to the litter box, and I can still smell that.
So you can still smell that. Have you lost your sense of, have you lost your musical taste? Did you hear Ken's The Morning Show this morning?
No, I still listen to Ken's
show every week. I think you're okay. I think you're negative. You're...
Okay.
I'm going to say you're negative. Congratulations.
Wow, finally, a negative diagnosis.
Yeah, but that still doesn't mean you can let your guard down. You stay in the desert till we give you the all clear.
Okay, I will.
Okay, you keep listening.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Pam. Yeah. Call again. Our only regular caller. Thank God she's negative.
Can't afford to lose her. Thank God so far she's safe.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes,
201-209-9368. The doctor is in.
Andy, the caller is trying to speak.
I would like to be tested for the coronavirus, please.
Yeah. There's you can't get any test that from any doctor. That's why we're here. How you feeling?
I feel okay.
You've got it.
He said he felt okay. What are you basing it on?
Just you got to go with your gut, Ken. It's not an exact science. I hope it's mild. So far, it appears to be mild, but at least now you know, and you can address it and take care of it.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
So, Andy, we're doing the show that you refused to do 2 weeks in a row. You realize that now, right?
Thank God. I realize. You know what I realized halfway through this thing? Nobody's listening. I don't even think Beth is listening. I'm okay. We're going to be okay, kid. No one cares. We worked a lot of years, Ken. We worked decades together to make sure no one's listening and that what we do is inconsequential.
Yeah, I know. It's been hard driving everybody away.
Yeah.
Because you think you've driven everybody away, and then there's new people who you haven't driven away yet. Every time you think you're complete and done with the job, all these new people show up and listen.
This show should do it. They should be gone by 7 o'clock. We're at 201-209. 9368. I guess we're doing coronavirus testing over the phone.
Yep.
If you can't get tested from any doctor or hospital, waiting in line at these drive-through places, that's like hell on earth, I hear.
Oh, what have you heard?
I don't know.
Sounds like you heard something. Hell on earth.
I heard somebody use that phrase, and I assume they were referring to the drive-through testing.
Okay, somebody's called the regular hotline. Hi,
209-9368. We're here. We're here to test you. How you feel? Just tell us how you feel.
I feel great. I thought I could help you out in your diagnostics, though, Andy.
Okay, go ahead. How can you help me?
I can help you by holding my phone to my wrist so you can listen to my pulse.
I don't know if we have the connection that's good enough, but you can do this. I've heard this actually is an indicator.
Okay.
Can you hold your breath for 10 seconds?
Yes.
Without coughing? You can?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Have you actually heard that?
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Yeah, it's an early indicator. Why don't we ask everyone at home to do it with us? And you and I will do it too, Ken.
Okay. Hang on.
Okay.
Wait, let me set an alarm.
Okay.
Just so we know that nobody's cheating.
Hey, so everyone listening, not just the caller, can self-diagnose themselves. Really, Ken, it takes this long to find a...
Are we ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
On your mark?
Okay, ready?
Get set. Oh, Andy, why don't you tell people what they should do again?
We're going to hold our breath, and we're going to see if we can hold our breath for 10 seconds without coughing, and that, we've heard, is an early indicator of the coronavirus.
Okay, on your mark, get set, go.
Go. I'm holding my breath. Are all of you?
I'm holding my breath, too.
Yep, we're all holding our breath.
I'm talking even though I'm holding my breath.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true.
All right.
There it is.
We did it.
I didn't hear any coughing, so I'm going to say you're good to go.
Well, thank you. I will go out and go shopping.
Yeah, party hardy.
I will. Come on over.
You can come to the WFMU biannual staff orgies now.
Oh, okay. You're welcome. Sign me up.
Yep. I should stand at the door for your orgy, Ken, and just test people.
Oh, and yeah, not let them in if they're positive. That would be a great service.
Yeah.
That would be really providing a service to the orgy community, Andy.
Yeah, and that would mean everybody that does get in could really go wild.
Yep.
No. No restraint, no holds barred this year.
Oh, I hope we can reschedule it, jeez.
Yeah. Man, that Monty Hall really is rocking twice a year. You pull down those shades. I'm sorry, it's not open to the public, sir. I'm sorry, sir. It's just the FMU staff.
Hey, if you're living...
The whole building is rocking. Yes, sir, I know. Can I take a peek at least? No, sir, we can't even let you look. It's our biannual orgy.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling to be tested for coronavirus.
Sure, I'm glad you called. 201-209-9368. You're talking to Dr. Andy. I've read over 2 dozen articles about the coronavirus. I think I know what I'm talking about.
I just have one question
for you, sir. How do you feel?
I feel pretty normal, actually. Just kind of bored.
You're fine. Negative. You're good.
Next.
Green light, next.
201-209-9368. If you can't get through.
Happy to help.
If you're living alone, call the single occupancy hotline at 201-521-0843. Phones are ringing off the hook.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Yeah, they're not. Nobody's calling, Andy.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So you have family members in the hospital, yet you're still doing this.
Yeah, what's wrong with me? That says a lot about me, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And you, what a bad influence you are. Why does making you laugh, why does impressing you mean so much to me?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But thank God for that.
God, what's wrong with me?
Man, if it wasn't for that, I'd have nothing on you. Jeez.
What's wrong with me?
Phone number is 201-209-9368. Single occupancy hotline is 201-521-0843.
If you're living alone, you get priority over the over no one else, over the other people who aren't calling.
Would you like to hear that again, Andy?
No, it doesn't matter. It so doesn't matter.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm here to test you.
Andy, they're not saying anything. Can you give a diagnosis anyway?
They're positive.
Positive. Oh, man,
thanks
I'm sorry.
For calling. At least now they know.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hey, this is Aaron in Minneapolis.
Oh, it's Aaron in Minneapolis.
Oh, hey, Aaron. Now this diagnosis will be a little more challenging. How are you feeling, Alan?
Aaron, yep.
Well, I think he'll respond to either. How are you feeling today?
Just to clear it up, you are not my only news source. I also rely on InfoWars, the most trustworthy source of news out there.
Very good, Aaron.
InfoWars, okay?
Yep.
So
I am
it's good
just
to have a
going
backup,
to tell you this, Andy. My voice will tell you the answer.
I think he's asking you to diagnose him, I think, Andy.
Well, okay, so without hearing... Okay, so this is a challenge. It sounds like he's in good spirits. He made that InfoWar joke.
Mm-hmm.
That's one clue we have. My voice will tell you the answer. I'm going to say he's negative. I'm going to say he's so far dodged this bullet, and I hope he stays healthy.
What
yay.
Do you
yay. We
yay.
Got a yay.
Yay.
That's
yay,
Aaron celebrating. That's exactly
sorry,
the kind of
I
response.
I never came to visit you, Andy. You are not worth the virus.
I'm not worth the virus.
Thank you, Aaron in Minneapolis.
Man, that virus is efficient.
Yes.
Man, that's an efficient machine.
Yes, it is.
Do you think cancer is jealous, like just professional jealousy?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, damn. Because that virus, that's a well-built machine.
Well, cancer is not contagious, you know.
Yeah, and this thing is mutating, and it's a moving target.
It's not really mutating significantly.
It's mutating fine, thank you.
No, it's not. It has like 8 strains that are all virtually the same.
So you think one vaccine will cover all 8 when we get the vaccine?
Yeah. But if it's like the 1918 flu, though, it faded out. The 1918 flu faded out in the summer of 1918. And then when it came back in the fall of 1918, it was way deadlier.
Yeah. Yeah, the second wave.
Yeah.
Thanks for cheering us up. Thanks, Ken.
No problemo. Anytime. You know where I got all that news from?
I don't know. Just from the Thailand wire service.
Yes, it was the 26th article I read.
Yeah, exactly. It was. I know the big headline was, Man Gives Boy Bad Haircut.
Andy, you don't know how bad...
And then page 18, beware second wave of pandemic.
Hey, man, it was a really bad haircut. You shouldn't joke about it. There's pictures of it.
Man. Ken, seriously, when will this be over? This is not fun anymore, buddy.
What's not... Oh, the pandemic. Oh, the pandemic.
Just make it stop.
Oh,
you're
my
the
God.
Station manager.
Andy, we are in the very early days. You will look.
Oh, no. Make it stop.
Sorry. Not until there's a vaccine. Hey.
Now, this is not 18 months of this crap. You're nuts.
It's just beginning.
You're
sorry. Hi, you're on the air.
No.
Hey, it's Frank from Pittsburgh.
Hey, Frank.
How you doing?
Good.
Wait, that's a phony cough. You know what that means?
What?
You're negative.
Frank. Next, 201-209-9368. The doctor is waiting.
Yeah, if you're feeling good enough to pull off the phony cough, you're feeling pretty good.
Yeah, lucky Frank.
Yeah.
About as negative as you can come. 201-209-9368. The doctor is in. If you're living alone, call the single occupant.
Here's a question for you, Kenny.
Okay.
You've been coming to work. You've been around other people. You don't know for sure who they've been around. Let me ask you this: from 1 to 100, how sure are you that you currently do not have the virus? You can't be 100%.
I'm pretty sure though, because I have a very weak immune system from all my Lyme disease treatment.
You think you'd feel it?
I think I would really be in bad shape if I had it. Because ever since I got Lyme disease and then I had to spend about 2 years on triple doses of antibiotics, it destroyed my immune system.
Well, baby, you've got to be super, super vigilant.
I am being super vigilant.
But no, but seriously, I can't afford to lose you. I have three friends. I don't like my other two friends.
Don't worry. I'm being
You've got to be careful.
I am. I'm being very careful. I don't see anybody except for the people at work. We all cross-examine each other.
Do you have visitors at the house?
No, absolutely not.
You cross-examine people at work.
Well, everybody at work here, we all cross-examine each other.
What does that mean? Tell me what that means.
It means we ask one another, like, you know, are you going out? Are you going to the supermarket? Are you taking mass transit?
Are they going to the supermarket?
No.
How are they getting food?
They're getting it delivered.
They're all being super careful. And when they get food delivered, do they wipe down the pizza box?
I don't know.
You know, this thing lives, this thing is airborne. This thing lives, somebody sneezes a block from your house, the breeze carries it to your front door.
Nah, I don't know about that.
How many articles have you read? I've read over 24.
I read 26.
Oh, damn it.
When I read about the bad haircut, that just turned my stomach and I could read no more. Hi, you're on the air.
You're 100%. All right, thank God.
Hi, I'd like to be tested, and I live alone.
You live alone? How are you feeling, may I ask?
It's getting a little stir-crazy.
That's emotional.
No, right,
you're feeling,
so
yeah.
I got nowhere to go and no money to do it with. So
you're a little stressed out. Yeah. Are you out of work?
Listening to FMU a lot. Not my only source of news, but I'm considering it.
Oh, that's too bad. Have you lost a source of income? Did you lose a job during all this?
Yeah, work's dried up. All the places around here where I had contracts are now shut down, so no one's getting
Well, then then you're going to love this. Here's the first bit of good news you've had in a long time. You're negative.
Hey, all right.
All right. Way to go.
You don't have to worry about that. You can scratch that off your list, but unfortunately, you still have a long list of problems.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I look outside and the moon still rises, the sun still sets.
Yeah, that's
all.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
We'll get through it.
You're alive, my friend. You're alive.
Yeah, that's the bad news.
Yes.
All right, the doctor is in.
Yeah. The good news is you don't have the virus. The bad news is, like Kenny just said, you're alive, my friend. You're alive.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Oh,
how you feel?
Hi, it's Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Katie and Rob.
Hey, Katie and Rob.
Oh, so you
I
live
do
with
not
Rob.
Want to be diagnosed.
Katie, that's why I'm here. Glad to help. How are you feeling?
I actually feel pretty good, but I know I'm allergic to my cats.
Okay, but you've always been allergic to your cats.
But I've never been with them for like
Oh, you're with them more than you usually have. You're having trouble. Did you hold your breath for 10 seconds when we asked you to, young lady?
Yes, I'm a swimmer. I can hold my breath forever, and I don't cough, and I can smell their poop.
You can still smell their kitty litter. Have you lost your taste in music? Did you hear Ken's morning show?
I did, and I didn't always appreciate the music, so I think
that's
fine.
That's it. You're doing fine.
Wow, you're full of good news, Andy.
You have not lost your taste in music. You are negative on the coronavirus, and I'm happy to report that so far I can give you a clean bill of health.
Thank you so much. Actually, I'm calling about the Lyme disease thing because although I am a researcher, but not in this, so I can't be held to account for any false information here.
Well, it doesn't stop us.
I know. It's definitely me. It's okay. My nephew is a doctor, and he has Crohn's, and I was worried about him. But it turns out certain immune suppressants are actually, they're finding valuable because part of the problem with the virus is that certain aspects of our immune system overextend themselves.
Right.
So it could be maybe Lyme disease. You know, you'll see. I'm just saying it's
it's a good point. Because, with the 1918 flu, the reason why it killed everybody in their 20s and 30s was because their immune system did too good of a job.
Exactly.
I see.
And they drowned. They drowned.
Well, you know what? That's actually music to my ears also because my wife has Crohn's.
And oh, really? Is she on
We've been very worried, yes.
Okay. Well, my nephew, although he's being completely kept away from the coronavirus people in his hospital, he definitely, I looked it up, and in China they found that people on Remicade, actually, it wasn't such a bad thing because the the TNF inhibitors, blah, 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 something, something, something. But, yeah.
Oh, don't get Andy started on the TNF inhibitors.
I don't understand half of what you said.
I didn't understand either. All I knew was...
The other half made me kind of mad.
Yeah.
But it sounds good. It sounds hopeful. I'm glad you're negative, and I'm glad that I'm going to pass that along to Bethy. Even if it's not true, even if it's complete BS, it'll cheer her up. Maybe she'll be a little more forthcoming this evening with me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm going for.
Way to go, okay. Katie. Way to go with that negative diagnosis.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. The doctor is in. The phone number is 201-209-9368. No waiting. No need to sit in your car for hours.
I'll tell you why there's no waiting.
Yeah. Why?
We're not very popular.
Well, that's true.
That's our secret.
Yeah, that goes without saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody's calling now.
No, why would they? Why on earth would they, Ken?
To get
you
tested?
You got to give people a reason to call.
To get tested? That's why.
Oh, yeah, 201-209-9368. Happy to test you. We have a few minutes.
In Iceland, in Iceland, they tested a bunch of people, I guess 5% of the population, although it's a very small country. But they're trying to test everybody, whether they have symptoms or not. And they're finding in Iceland that 50% of the healthy people that they're testing are testing positive.
Well, that's good news. I'm sure that's true in the States, too.
Yeah, well, that's not good news. It means that there's all these people walking around with it, giving it to other people.
But it means that the virus will soon have nowhere to perch and to thrive. Soon, all these people, soon it will be a tipping point for the virus. It won't be able to you know, there's a reason why these viruses burn themselves out, you know?
Yeah. The doctor is in. You're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to get tested for coronavirus.
Of course. How do you feel?
I feel pretty good today.
You're positive.
Sorry. Oh. I'm sorry, ma'am.
I'm really sorry.
It's tough to get that kind of news when you're live on the radio.
You know, I got to work on my bedside manner, I guess. I've got to learn how to deliver the news better.
Yeah, you should be a little bit more empathic when you're
The cat's on the roof. Remember that joke?
No. Oh, yeah.
You don't know that joke?
Yeah, I do remember the cat's on the roof joke, yes. Hi, you're on the air.
What I should do is tell people the cat's on the roof.
Long time listener, first time caller. No, way around. Long time caller, first time listener.
Oh, you're breaking up bad. I'm sorry. We got to bail. Try calling back.
Although I should tell you that you were positive.
Oh, he was positive? Is that what all that crackling was about?
Yeah. Well, no, the crackling was not related.
Hi, you're on the air. The doctor is in.
The doctor is in. I've read over 24 articles on the coronavirus. I've seen a lot of zombie movies. I can give you an educated guess. How do you feel?
I'm good.
You're negative.
Yay.
Happy to report it. I've got some great news for you.
Well, you give the negative news out in a very positive way.
Are great moments, Ken, for any doctor, for any physician like me, to give good news to their patients. To relieve them. You can just feel the weight being lifted off them.
Yeah, you just got to be more empathic when you're telling people that they're positive. Okay?
Yeah, I'm going to work on that.
Okay. The doctor is in. You're on the air.
Hi, Zane. I want to know if I'm sick or not.
Okay, Zane. How do you feel?
I've been fine. I've been staying home a lot.
How's your sense of smell?
Pretty good. I haven't smelled anything really bad recently, though, so it might be something, I don't know. You're the doctor,
How's your musical taste? Your taste in music?
Right now it's like punk rock, so I don't know what you take of that.
I've got some terrible news for you. Are you sitting down? Are you with some loved ones?
I am sitting down, yeah.
Do you have family nearby that you could go to?
They're actually in the other room, yeah.
Okay, because Zane, you're positive. It was the punk rock. It was the punk rock that did it.
Sorry,
that was the indicator.
Zane, I'm so sorry.
But
you're,
you know
you're a young man. You'll probably do fine.
You know what? There's medication now. They have new treatments every day. Most people don't get hit too seriously with it. I think you're going to be fine.
What music should I listen to try to cure it, at least?
Well, you listen to any of the singer-songwriters, the California singer-songwriters from the 70s, early 70s, and And that should do it for you.
James Taylor, right. Linda Ronstadt, Poco.
Yeah, the Eagles, yeah.
Eagles, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Doc. Thank you,
Zane. Hang in there, buddy. Well, that was good, Andy. You were much more empathic. That was great.
You know, I'm not too old to learn. Yeah. To learn myself. Kenny.
Can you keep that up?
No.
Because now the phones are ringing off the hook. The doctor is in. You're on the air.
Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Hi. How do you feel?
Yes.
Yes. How do you feel today?
Yes, I'm good.
You're good? You're negative. Congratulations.
I haven't been tested, no, but I feel good.
No, you've just been tested.
You've been tested now. You're negative.
I'm telling you, you're negative.
You're scot-free.
Wait, hold on.
Wait,
hold on.
No,
hold on.
No, Andy,
don't. Are you still on the phone?
Yeah.
Are you still there?
Yeah, this is me. I'm CC.
You're still there? Oh, I've got some terrible news. You were negative, but you just got it.
No, oh. I did not.
You just did.
CC, I know it can
I didn't.
Be... CC,
no, you couldn't give it to me over the phone.
Something came wafting in through the vent, through a window or something. Terrible news. I feel terrible about
quantum,
it. But it won't be
only
too serious.
In some kind of a quantum sense.
Andy,
no,
CC
I'm
is in denial.
Good.
Andy, what do you do about a patient who's in denial?
I was there. If I was with you, I would put gloves on and vigorously shake you by the shoulders until you caved me.
I'm fragile. But I'm good.
I know it's devastating to hear.
I want to tell everybody in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut to be very careful.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay. That's great. I'm so glad you called.
I'm here in North Texas, and we're like 9 weeks away from you guys, and this thing ain't going to end.
Yeah, the good
and
times are coming, CC.
I don't want to be the predictor of doom, but everybody needs to be careful.
Everybody needs to be careful.
Very careful.
Thank you, CC.
Oh, not just careful. Did you hear that, Ken?
Very careful, Andy.
Very careful.
Did you write it down?
People that are being careful, they make me so mad. They're so irresponsible. I only want to deal with people that are being very careful.
The doctor is in, and you're on the air.
Thanks for calling.
People staying home, coronavirus.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well put. You've given us a lot to think about. How you feeling?
He's gone. Sorry.
I'm glad he shared that with us. Oh, Kenny, can I go home now?
No.
Kenny.
What will your kids think? Daddy,
I don't know.
Daddy coming home from work at 7 o'clock.
Daddy slinky.
What a slacker.
After every radio show, Daddy slinks home. Hey, honey, how was your radio show? I don't want to talk about it. If it wasn't for the biannual orgies, Ken, I don't even know if I'd still be doing this thing.
Really? I didn't realize that the orgies were so important to you.
It's the biggest perk there, the orgies and the T-shirts.
Well, I know you love the T-shirts.
Well, listen, Ken, listen.
What?
Listen to that. Wait, did you hear that?
I do. I hear it.
Oh, my God, the sweetest sound in the world.
Yeah, we've been on the air for a long time. We started early tonight.
God, seems like days. We've been on for days.
The doctor is in. You're on the air.
No, I can't.
Yes, there's more.
Hello?
Andy. Hi.
Hi, how do you feel?
Oh, no good and no bad. I'm all right.
No good, no bad. You're all right. I'm sorry you're positive.
I'm so sorry, sir.
Thanks for calling.
You lost the empathy, Andy. You got to be empathic.
I said I'm sorry. I began with I'm sorry.
Yeah, but when you gave him the bad news, it was very abrupt.
I said I'm sorry.
Afterwards, you said it.
Okay.
Be empathic beforehand. Remember how you were with Zane?
Yeah. Cats on the roof.
Okay, cats on the roof. 201-209-9368.
No, come on, Kenny. Let me go home.
We have 3 minutes for more.
No.
More coronavirus tests.
I have so little. Let me go home.
See, I knew you wouldn't want to start the show early.
Oh, my God.
I've
done a show that's longer than an hour. No one wants to hear a show that's longer than an hour.
Oh, I think they do.
What's on next?
Weekly World Blues with Matt Fibash.
Oh, he's good.
Oh, and speaking, some people have asked how Dave the Spaz is doing. He's one of our... he's still pretty sick, but he hasn't gotten sick enough to go to the hospital, so he's still at home. He's hanging in there.
Okay.
He's been responsive, so hopefully he's going to get better soon. No.
Thank God. There was another DJ last year, the week that was positive.
Yeah, Dwayne, but I think Dwayne's almost symptom-free. He did a radio show today, and he sounded fine. So the doctor is in. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. How are you?
No, the question is, how are you? How do you feel?
I feel okay.
You know what? I've got some great news for you. You're negative.
Negative.
I have coronavirus.
Great news.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome. I'm glad. I'm so glad. These are the kind of moments that make it all worthwhile.
So, Andy, will you Skype in again next week?
According to you, I'll be Skyping in for the next 4 years.
Yes, great.
Until every particle of this virus has been stomped out off the earth.
Yeah. I'm fleeing for the hills tonight.
Dear God.
All right. Thanks, Andy. Thanks for Skyping it in.
Yeah, talk soon.
Talk. Bye-bye. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Coming up next, we have a new pre-recorded episode of Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash. And then following that, a brand new pre-recorded Honky Tonk Radio Girl from Becky, who is now out of her dangerous 15-day self-quarantine. She was presumed positive as well, and this is the first show she's done since getting back in the clear. I'm sorry, Jeremiah, that Andy diddled around with the topic the last 2 weeks, telling me that we weren't going to do the topic that we did. But there you go. Coming up next, Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
One day.